you for calling the Bank of Cardiff. This is Nicole. Can I start out with your 16-digit reservation code?
24-11-42-01-00-49-36-20.
Okay, let me just pull up your file. Is this Marquette Dentistry?
It is.
It is. Okay, and am I speaking to Carl?
Yes, you are.
Perfect. Okay, Carl. Let me just confirm some info on your file here, and then I'll answer any questions that you have, okay?
Correct.
Is the address over there 8323 Southwest Freeway?
Correct.
Okay, and that's in Houston, Texas?
Correct.
And you, are you the owner?
Yes.
Okay, you are the owner. Okay, are you 100% owner?
We can say 90.
Okay, 90%. Okay, and what is the structure of the business over there? Is it a LLC or?
Yes.
LLC, okay. And then if we get disconnected, what's a good phone number to reach you at?
713-835-2308.
Okay, perfect. Okay, Carl, we have a lot of different programs available here depending on your specific needs. So why don't you kind of give me, you know, an idea of what you're looking for, and I'll point you in the right direction.
Okay. So just to shoot straight with you, March of 2016, I was being very, very ambitious, and I signed a expansion deal in the professional building that I'm currently in right now. So I have about 4,200 square feet currently, but only 2,100 square feet is functional because I've been here for about 15 years now. I'm currently now paying a rent payment of $5,400 a month, but half of the payment is for dead space because I don't have the funds to equip it and build it like it's supposed to be, so that way it can start kicking profit back to me. So now I'm in a position to where, because I don't have the cash flow to fork out to build this machine, now I'm paying the price, so to say. Like, right now, my fee for this place is too much than I can possibly handle right now.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I guess a line of credit or something so I can build this thing the way it needs to be.
Okay. What, when you say you're building it, what needs to go into these spaces in order to get them up and running?
Well, one, by far, I need a total of 6 more operatories to be built out. So that way we can have a total of 9. Right now we have 3, and we're stuck with 3. Also, I would have to get the plumbing done throughout the other 2 suites because currently they don't have water running to them.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's the build-out of it. The landlord here is not helping at all with any of the build-out, and it's all our responsibility. So each room is going to definitely need equipment. Like I said, an operatory. This is a dental office, so each operatory generally runs about $30,000 to get it fully functional with everything in it. And then from the numbers that we currently have from our tax return, each one of these operatories is going to crank out about $333,000.
Oh, wow.
I could somehow get the money to build this monster, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm just strapped for cash right now.
Okay. So, because we have both equipment and capital here, we can kind of see, you know, go along the lines of both of them. Because they're called operators?
Yes, operators.
Okay, so those can fall under equipment financing. And then we can do the capital for the things like plumbing and whatever else you would need. And that way, you're not spending the cash on the equipment, and it kind of opens up the cash more for you. Does that make sense?
I understand.
Okay. So we can do both here, and we can kind of just And I mean, I know if you guys can have an ROI of 330, you know, for one of these things, then that's something that needs to be done.
Has to be done.
Yeah, that just seems like just cash wasted at this point if it's just sitting there.
And I've been paying this expensive rent for going on six months now, and it's hurting. It's frustrating.
I bet. Okay, so taking this, you know, we'll kind of go one by one. Let's look at the equipment side of it. You said you need six of these?
Six more,
and they run about $30,000 each.
Yeah, and to be totally honest with you, that's for the best of the best. I really don't have to have the best of the best, but I'm just planning for the worst.
Okay. Do you have any quotes or invoices for these yet?
I can grab some. I have three companies that's fighting for my business as well. All three of them, they'll give me the quotes, but the reason why I don't want to do business directly with them, each one has their own lender, and mm-hmm. because they're a dental supply company, whoever I get their equipment from, they have this silly contract where I have to buy all my dental supplies, which is very expensive from these companies, from them too. And I just don't want to lay in the bed with them like that. I tell you, I just need equipment. That's it.
So, oh, that doesn't even... Yeah, that's an odd stipulation.
Yeah, this is Texas. They found all type of ways to...
You buy one piece and then you have to buy everything forever from them?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're paying $5,400 a month in rent, correct?
Correct.
Okay, do you rent these spaces out? So would you have tenants that would be paying that rent to you, or how would that work?
And another buddy of mine asked me that. So in retrospect, currently there's no one in these two spaces. You're gone for the day? Okay. Thank you. But currently, like I was telling you, 2,100 square feet, and I could send you guys. I paid another company $6,000 to draw that floor plan up for me. So mm-hmm. I'm already in the hole, so I can't turn around. But anyway, currently the middle portion of it, the 2,100 square feet, which we've been here for the last 15 years. That has three operatories. Now, the other two, which are on the left and the right side of where I'm currently talking to you about, mm-hmm. Is completely empty. A buddy of mine told me 2 weeks ago, he's like, Carl, you're going to have to do something with the other suites because I'm paying for them, but they're not being productive. Part of my idea was talk to the building people and ask them if I could sublease it, but I really don't want to do that. You know, mm-hmm. but it's a means to an end, so it can be cranking money until I can find money to build it out into a beautiful dental office. Is that what you were asking?
Yeah, I didn't know if they were going to be rented or how that was going to work.
That's my last resort. Like, I just wanted it to be open. I'm paying the lease or rent on all of it currently for the mm-hmm. past 6 months. But okay. I don't want to lease it out to someone else. I want to build it out and run with it.
Yeah. Okay, makes sense. And how soon were you looking at doing all of this?
To be honest with you, my goal was June of this year.
So yesterday.
Pretty much.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And you said it was 300, and your ROI for these would be 330K per?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Another buddy of mine was telling me that it might be a good idea to just double myself. So if I have three, just move to six right now and then let those do the same thing that the previous three were doing. And then mm-hmm. from that money, buy the next three. He said, that's my business 101, Carl. Like, don't just jump head over heel. Because to be honest with you, I don't even know how to staff this big monster once it's built. Like, I got to pay people to be in this thing. So.
Yeah, okay.
Brainstorming right now. But yeah, whatever questions you got, I'll answer.
Perfect. Okay, and so those six pieces can fall under the equipment. You can get the quotes to me. We can take a look at them, and then we can qualify you for that side. And for the capital itself, that's an unsecured cash loan. How much would you be looking at needing for that?
To be totally honest with you, I know I could get all the plumbing and build out To be honest with you, I got a quote from one guy. It said $98,000. The other quote said around $82,000, like $10,000 less. But I'm guessing anywhere from $70,000 to possibly $100,000 to build this thing like I want it to be. Like, no, not holding back on anything.
Okay, and that's not that price does not include the actual pieces of equipment, right?
It does not.
It's okay. Okay.
Plumbing, to be totally honest with you.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so this is for, so the 70 to 100 would be for the plumbing and just the building of it in general.
Yes, I had to knock walls down, build walls, build rooms, doors, windows. Yes, construction only.
You're busy over there. Okay. And what were your gross annual sales like last year?
Only because I'm currently working on 2015 right now in my taxing and accounting. 2015 was $860,000. 2014 was $790,000. So we're on track for, to be honest with you, hopefully $1 million by the end of the year will be collected for the first time.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hopefully you guys do get that. And you are the, you said 90% owner. Who is the other owner there?
The other 10%, it happens to be my mom, who is the actual dentist.
Okay, your mother, and she's 10%. Okay, and what does, between the both of you, both of your personal credit look like? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle that you know of?
Well, I can't speak of my mom's, but she did just get a new car, 2016 something something blah blah blah, car with a note. But so apparently her car credit is decent. House wise, she doesn't have a house or anything on her credit because it's on my credit.
Okay.
And she doesn't have anything on there, to be honest with you. So she might have decent credit since you got the car, but I can't tell you that it's excellent or poor. Can't tell you that either. But
okay.
She's more than happy to put her social and everything on the form so that way you guys can see for yourself.
Yeah, she'll have to have her info and then sign the application as well. So.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah, no problem. I can have that done.
Okay,
but on my side, so currently my credit score is a 656.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why it's that low is right now with my home mortgage that she stays in right now, it shows that at one time in 2015 I went 90 days without making a payment on the mortgage. So now they have me on this repayment system where once I go 12 months without being late on a payment, and this is number ninth month, then my credit score should go back up, as well as they will help me refinance the interest rate on the property since it's a 9.1, which will also give me some more cash flow from paying that $5,000 a month note.
Okay, okay, perfect. And how long have you guys been in business?
She's been in business for 29 years, I believe, and I've been managing this place for 15 years.
Oh, wow. So it's a family business?
It is.
Okay, and she's the dentist?
She is.
That's awesome. That's great. Okay. Have you guys looked into financing with anybody else yet?
Not yet. You guys are the first.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. And have you guys ever had a working capital loan, or do you have one now?
If you call merchant advances.
Okay. So you've had a merchant cash advance?
Yes. I've had a couple in my 15 years. I've had a couple.
Okay, but do you have any currently, or are they all paid off?
I have one currently. I got another one in March of 2016, and that one was in the amount of $80,000 at that time.
Okay, $80,000. That was your loan amount?
Yes.
Okay, do you know how much the total payback was?
The total payback is going to be $100,000.
$100,000, okay. And is that daily? Do they take a chunk of your daily sales?
I wish I could buy them out. I wish I could buy it. It's like 300
$303, I believe, a day. That's ACH side of the account, no matter what. Even if it's a holiday, it comes out.
Okay, okay. And do you know who that was with?
Can Capital.
Can Capital, okay. And how long was that loan for?
I'm not really sure. They had a timeline on it because they're taking their money out, so they definitely have a timeline. I want to say for 18 months.
Okay, for 18
that
months.
Am I right?
Yeah. And how much did you say it was a day? 300?
303
daily. Okay. Okay, perfect. And you said that was in March of this year?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so like I said, you know, we have both programs here, and what we'll do is get you, you know, when we get the application in, we'll get you approved and qualified for the largest amount possible with the longest term possible, and then we'll work backwards with you from there. So you'll be able to pick your term options and, you know, how much you want to take and how long, and we're gonna, you know, work with you to see what makes the most sense for your business.
Just on the back of the only reason I honest and truly, the only reason I call this, it says you guys have a 90% approval rate, and then it also said on here 9 out of 10 people that apply get the business loan. How is that possible? I don't like fabricated numbers.
Because we work with all credit tiers A through D. So we have programs, and we have many programs, and because we have both working capital and equipment, we find programs that we can fit everybody into. That's the difference. Most people are either just capital or just equipment. And so we try to, you know, kind of sort it out and figure out what we can do for everybody and how we can work out for them.
Understandable.
And our goal, like I said, our goal is to find out, you know, what's going to work best for you and your business. Because, I mean, when it comes down to it, we can't just do one and done. That wouldn't keep our doors open. So we're, you know, a relationship based bank. So a lot of our customers have been here for years because they, you know, we've built that relationship with them. So.
And that's the same thing that Can Capital told me in March. That was one of the reasons why I went with them. But this is the game plan that they took me on. They was like, hey, you're bank statements look awesome. So just from your bank statements alone, we can qualify you for the $80,000. Does that sound good? And I'm like, yeah. And then two, they said, well, the way that we do this, because we don't like to be a one and done. So what we'd like to do is we'll fund you this through the merchant advance, because that's the fastest way we can get your hands on some money.
Mm-hmm.
After that, usually halfway through paying us back for it, then we'll put you into another program, which is a more stable, I think they called it an installment loan, where it's like just a monthly loan, like you're supposed to, not a daily raping with that I'm going through right now.
Yeah.
So with that being said, they told me, like, hey, you just stay in our pipeline and go through the system, then we'll take care of you from start to finish. They say they have even construction loans and equipment loans, and they have everything, but they just wanted to put me in their system first, which I now think was, you know, a little bit of salesmanship, to say the least.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. No, I understand, and that's, you know, I mean, they're going to say what they want to say. But, yeah, so moving forward for the capital, so we would qualify you for, you know, the largest amount possible and kind of work backwards with you from that. For the equipment, your equipment is going to be definitely, you know, your more traditional loan. So that's going to be your 2 to 5 year terms, monthly payments, and the rates start in the mid single digits. So that's going to really stretch out the, you know, your funds for that, so you're not paying this $300 daily on this equipment that you need.
So on this application, it says, does the merchant have any other businesses with open contracts for working capital?
Mm-hmm.
So what I just told you is that, am I a yes or I'm a no to that statement?
You would be a yes. Yeah, that will count as the capital. I already have that note here. I will go ahead and put it in your file as well. And I already got the basic information, you know, how much the total payback and how long, which is what we would have asked for you anyways. So I'll go ahead and put that in your file so you don't have to worry about that. So what we'll do is I'll grab your email and I'll send you an email that will have the, you have the application in front of you, but it's probably easier to just email it. There's one page for equipment and one page for capital.
Oh, so you're saying just put this hard proof paper down and go on the website and fill it out?
I will send you an email and it will have them there.
Both of them.
So it's all together, and then that way you have the email will have everything, and then we'll need a couple documents from you. We'll need the 6 months bank statements and a tax return. And I know you do not have 2015 right now, correct?
But I do not. I have a letter stating that the accounting facts are sent in the extension. 2014 is done, but I'm pretty sure this time next week, 2015 will be wrapped up, and I'll have a hard copy of it.
Okay, so if you want to send me 2014 now, that's fine. I can go ahead and get your file submitted, and then we can move forward with or without 2015. It's up to you. And then and you said you can grab some quotes for the pieces of equipment.
Yeah, it won't be today, but I could get that over to you real quick. In less than a week, I can get them all over to you.
Yeah, that's fine. Just so we can get a general idea of, you know, exactly what they are, what they're looking at, and everything like that. So I will send you an email with all this, so don't worry about writing it down. And once you get everything into me, we can have an answer for you within, you know, 24, 48 hours, and then we can move forward from there. Because we will process them separately, what's more important at this point, the capital or the equipment? What would you want processed first? Like, what's your priority here between the two?
That's a great question. I believe in my heart, it is more important for me to get this thing at least built out the way it's supposed to be. And once it's built out, then I'm going to need the money for the equipment to go where it's supposed to. But right now, I'm kind of lost. So I think that the capital is more important.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and make a note in your file, you know, to put the capital in first. And then once we get started on that.
Does it really matter, though, which one they do first? Like, why don't they just do both of them?
They will, but I just want to make sure, you know, which one is the priority here.
Okay.
So we can just move forward as opposed to one or the other. Okay, so what's a good email for you?
Carl, C-A-R-L, at MarquetteDentistry.com.
And that's M-A-R-C-U-E-T-T-E?
M-A-R-Q, as in Q-U. E-T-T-E, Dentistry.
.com.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Carl at MarquetteDentistry.com. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and I will send an email with the applications and the short list of documents we would need from you. When do you think you can get them over to me?
I was going to say, if you sent that email, like, as of right now, then I could send all the information back to you right now.
Okay, perfect. So I'll go ahead. I'll send this as soon as we get off the phone. And once you get everything into me, I'll get started on your file, and then once you know, the little things like the equipment quotes and things like that, we can circle back and grab them when you do get them next week.
Sounds good to me. I appreciate all your help. I just hope that that email goes through. If by some chance it bounces back, sometimes it just asks that you reply to the email that they bounce back, just to make sure you're human. So all you gotta do is like reply back to the reply, and it'll let me get it.
Okay. Do you want to write down my direct dial in case if you don't get it by today, then something went wrong? Because I'm gonna send it as soon as I get off the phone with you. That way you can call me directly, as opposed to the 1-800 number.
Okay.
Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
It's 858.
How's business?
252-1497. Is that Tennessee? 858?
No, it's San Diego.
Yeah, it's kind of
in
San Diego,
huh?
Yes, it is. Nicole.
These bigger factory, kind of
cool.
Bigger companies coming in.
And now for your email.
Okay, the email I'll send to you. If you don't get anything, I'll either call you by the end of today, or you can give me a call. But it should go through. So, okay, right. So I'm gonna send this as soon as we get off the phone, and I will talk to you soon.
Thank you again.
All right, thanks, Carl. Have a good day. Bye.